You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today live, I have Ray Hughes, the Omaha Area Director and Social Media Specialist for BNI Heartland. Ray, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Brandon. I'm using your own language there back at you. Awesome.
Right. I have to watch how many awesomes I put in these. My lovely wife explained that to me one time. So this is Ray's earlier podcast with us. He's been with BNI for a while now, but finally getting him in kind of a comfortable area. I know we didn't talk about this, but you have a little radio background, don't you, Ray?
Absolutely. Did work in radio for a number of years. I have my degree in broadcast communication, and I still like to dabble in the audiovisual production every now and again. So doing a podcast is right up my alley.
So if my radio voice starts to get more radio-ish, it's just because I'm trying to compete with the master over here.
I can bring on the big radio voice if you need the big radio voice.
Now, let's get ready to run. Okay, we're done. So we're going to talk about social media today. And I think in this day and age, if you're in a business or you have an organization and you don't want to take part in the social media side, you're just not going to get the max exposure you can for your organization or whatever it may be. And with Ray coming on and really focusing, and we're going to talk a lot about Facebook, I feel, mm-hmm. although there's many social media outlets, but I know Facebook is, I don't know, just kind of a good go-to for us. But that's what we'll talk about a lot today. But just to give you as members in your chapter benefits and maybe some things to avoid in using that. So Ray, why don't you give us a little bit of a why, some background. I think you even have an Ivan Meisnerism you want to use here.
Well, yeah, one of the things I noticed as I was going through new member success program training, all that good stuff as I'm coming on board, is Ivan's got a lot of great sayings.
He does.
And I love hearing them, and the repetition doesn't bother me one bit. One that I heard a few times, which I love, is, you know, he said having an empty BNI Connect profile is sort of like taking out an ad and leaving it blank. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of say doing the same thing with a chapter Facebook page or a business Facebook page is pretty much the same thing. You'll see a lot of businesses out there that'll start up a page, or your group's, your BNI chapter's Facebook page is started, but there's no content there.
Yep.
So it's sort of like having that ad or leaving it blank. In another way, I'd almost say it's more like having a storefront and no stock on the shelves.
Mm.
You have all these great things that your chapter is doing, but no way for anybody to really know about them. Unless you share some information out there every once in a while, it's sort of like leaving it blank or not having anything out there at all, or having a store that nobody sees. It's all empty.
I like that analogy. So let's go through and talk. Well, let's start with an effective thing. What's something effective members or chapters can use their Facebook page for?
The first thing that I say that would make the Facebook page more effective for your chapter is sharing something regularly. We meet every week. We have a featured presenter every week. That's something that you can easily take a quick picture of and share that to Facebook. Share that on whatever social media platform you want. If you want to do a Twitter thing, you can certainly do that as well. I'll talk Facebook, like you mentioned earlier, just because that's sort of like the most commonly used platform. What we say could be definitely applied to other platforms. But have that picture, have that image of somebody sitting up there giving their presentation. Share things regularly. The more stuff you put out there, the more interaction you'll bring on, the more people see that things are going on. People are turning to Facebook much like they did Google years ago, where they would try to research something. They'll Google it. Well, if you Google it now, you'll get results coming up with Facebook pages a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you Google BNI Omaha, for example, since I'm in Omaha, I find the fifth result on Google was one of my chapter's Facebook pages.
Hmm.
So they'll come up that quickly. So keeping those pages up in content, up in the good in there, it's an important thing to do.
Well, and I think that gives you an advantage if somebody is searching for a local BNI chapter. I mean, the more activity you have on your page, the more likely you'll pop up as one of those earlier searches versus just getting lost in the shuffle. That visitor may end up at your meeting just because you had that activity, right?
You could be the best chapter and having the best meeting out there, but if you have nothing on that page to show for it, somebody researching you, looking for you, will go and go, well, this doesn't look like much. I don't know. Click on to the next networking opportunity.
Well, and let's see how far off track we can get here. Another thing that I loved is when you started setting up events for the visitor days, there were some chapters that had not posted anything since December. And a lot of it was Merry Christmas or you know, have a good year and all that kind of stuff. And that made me realize, even when you Google, let's say, a restaurant, or you look at a restaurant Facebook page, if there's nothing been posted for a couple months, I've even thought, well, gosh, are they even still open? And that same thing just can translate over to your chapters too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Current is always good. So yes, yep. Keeping that current stuff up there goes a long way.
All right. So let's do an ineffective then.
Something that would definitely be ineffective and is kind of a no-no as far as BNI is concerned is kind of delving into realms that you wouldn't go into necessarily in your BNI meetings.
Okay.
Keep the tone professional. You know, we're talking about networking and business, and we want to talk about networking business. This is not a place to share your platform on political issues necessarily,
sure,
or other social social concerns that you might have one way or another. This is a place for you to kind of share the good things that you're doing in your business community and the things that your chapter might be doing within your community, things you're doing for each other, not so much your political or religious or things like that. This is not the forum for that.
I think it kind of goes back to the podcast we did about swearing. You can be your own person, especially in this day and age. You have all the rights to do that, but you never know who's in your audience. And if somebody is looking and they find your chapter and you put a view on there that they don't agree with, that might hinder, but they could be that one missing link to complete a contact sphere in your chapter and could be a really strong member. And it just goes back to, you don't know who your audience is going to find it. So just keep it, like you said, focused on the BNI things. Okay, back to the positives. What's another effective thing we can do?
A really effective thing to do is to use photos or images with anything that you're going to choose to post. If you have an event going on, or you have something that you were putting together for your chapter, or you even just had somebody do a presentation and you want to share it, to have a quick photo or something like that to go along with it. Engagement goes way up when people see a photo or a video or an image or something to go along with it. Certainly not going to stop and look at something that's just a line of text, as long as you will if there's a picture or video or something you can click on. There's lots of furry cats on the internet that will prove that to us right now.
I'm also thinking most of the time that it's just something written when I'm just scrolling through my feed. It's usually somebody complaining. You know, like that's the only time somebody just types on there, well, just got in bad traffic, and then they send it or something on those lines. But yeah, I think it was said quite a while ago, if you have a photo, people tend to look at it more. And I think that's why Instagram is so successful too, because I mean, it's pretty much just photos.
Right. And we do so many great things that do, while you don't think of them as immediately being visual, standing up and giving a presentation or something like that, but having that visual connotation that goes along with it is great. We hand out the notable networkers every month.
Mm-hmm.
Those people getting up front and giving that acknowledgement, that's a great thing to post on your Facebook page. Like I said, mentioned before, your featured presentations, another great source of contact. You can point that up every time you have that as well. And any other sort of awards or recognitions that you're giving out at your chapter, inducting new members, love to see that on the Facebook page.
Definitely.
So yeah, put those things out there and have those images attached and, you know, get that recognition in there as well.
So I'm really good at tying VCP into like everything I do in life. Okay. And I think a lot of what we just talked about is visibility, which is your first step within building relationships. You got to be visible, and that leads to your credibility. So all this visibility is just getting you closer to that credibility with somebody that might be interested or, people that are just kind of searching for a chapter.
Sure.
So to wrap up the podcast here, let's do one more ineffective thing that members can do.
All right. Well, I'm going to cheat a little bit, Brandon. This can be something that's a little bit ineffective, but it can also be kind of interpreted as something that could also be effective. Go with me on this.
Okay.
It's ineffective to share a link back to somebody's personal page if you're tagging them, but it's super effective if you link back to their business page.
Mm.
So as a general rule, if you're posting something about a featured presenter and you want to link back to them or their business, don't link to them personally, link to their business. If their business has a Facebook page, I'm sure they'd appreciate any extra traffic that might send their way, and vice versa. That'll show up on that business's page, and that might show back to BNI's chapter page as well.
Oh.
So when you're sharing those things back and forth, if you share that on the business level, the businesses all kind of gain with the visibility on that. And that way you can also avoid some of the minefield we talked about earlier about people sharing things on their personal pages, which might not necessarily be chapter appropriate.
That
so it all
sense.
Kind of ties back into each other there. So I cheated a little bit with what's effective and ineffective in my last point.
It's not cheating if it works, though. Well, I guess that's not true either. Okay, well, I think those are all great points, things that we can use at the chapter level. It takes a little bit of work, a little bit of activity, but what we need to realize is it's all about gaining that visibility for your BNI chapter here locally so that you're bringing in business professionals that can be a part of that and help you grow your business and help the members through Giver's Gain.
Absolutely.
All right, I put you on the spot. I don't know if you knew this was coming, but any final words before we close this out?
Yes, I'm going to give everybody a little bit of homework.
Okay.
Go back and make sure if you're a BNI Heartland member, if you haven't liked your own chapter's Facebook page, be sure to do so. And make sure you like the BNI Heartland Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, Wyoming Facebook page as well. If you do a quick Facebook search for BNI Heartland, like and follow those pages. I would certainly appreciate that. We are communicating a lot of great content out through the BNI Heartland Facebook page, so make sure you're following that so you can stay on top of everything we're communicating there. And you know what? It's also okay to like other BNI Heartland chapter pages.
Yes.
So if you're a member of one chapter and you're following your own page, great. You want to follow somebody else's, another chapter in the Heartland area? Go right ahead. You'll learn things. You'll see things. You'll benefit from each other's connections. So the more we share, the more we learn, the more visibility we have, the better off everybody is, right?
Right on. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for our members and listeners. If there's ever a topic you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your insight on the social media today.
You're certainly welcome.
And I look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.